All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
Well, here's a problem. Getting a good shave can be a real pain in the ass. You know how it is. You got all these razors, right? You don't know, is it the three blade or the four blade? Did I have power? Did I not have power? Is it vibrating? Should it not vibrate? Who wants to work that hard? Listen, join our society of smarter men. This is what you do. You go to dollarshaveclub.com/Alonzo and you get high quality razors delivered to your door for just a couple of bucks a month. They made it simple. High quality razors, 100% guaranteed, sent on schedule, so you never have to think about it again. Every month, you get a new pack. Every week, you change your blade. Can't make it easier than that. DollarShaveClub.com has made it easy to get a good shave. Look, it feels fantastic. Now think about this the next time you're at the store and you're looking at a pack of razors and trying to remember, did I have power? You don't need to know all that. This is what you do. You go to dollarshaveclub.com/Alonzo. You get great razors delivered to your door. You save money and you shave well. dollarshaveclub.com/Alonzo. Thank you. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to Who's Paying Attention, my podcast. This is episode 46, and I got to make some changes. You know, I was going over my comments and reviews, which some say you shouldn't read, and the best advice I ever got was, hey, if you accept a good review, you got to accept the bad reviews. And I'm not talking about the reviews of people who hate me, all right? There's always that population that will disagree with you and therefore hate you. Usually it's a political thing. My funniest one of those recently was I got a post from a guy who there's a big motorcycle touring rally in upstate Lake George, New York. It's called Americade, and I've done it a couple of times. I've been there. It's a great hangout. Literally 50,000 motorcyclists show up from all over the country, and I've done a couple of shows. So he said he went to my show at Americade and he loved it. He thought it was great, thought I was real funny. And then I think he read a post that I wrote, or maybe he heard some podcast or something where I made fun of the Tea Party. And he was like, go fuck yourself. Sorry about that. I'm quoting his review. Go fuck yourself. So I went from funny to an unnatural act based on my dislike of the Tea Party. So I'm not counting those reviews, but the one I read that really got me thinking. Somebody said that I'm funnier on other people's podcasts than I am on my own. Recently, I've done Jay Moore's podcast. It's always fun to do one with Jay. And I did one with Andrew Dice Clay, which was really cool. You talk about a friendship I didn't expect. Me and Dice are cool. We got snowed in on a gig at a casino, Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. We ended up hanging out for the weekend, doing a show together. He was surprised I could make his fans laugh. I told him I've made Marines laugh in Kuwait and Iraq. I can handle the Dice fans. But anyway, it was great. So I did his podcast and they said I'm funnier on other people's, which that can't work. Some say I'm too political here, but I like politics and this was kind of my outlet for that. And I tell you what I won't do. I won't do a new 30-minute comedy routine every week because if I was that prolific a writer, I'd be writing for 10 other comics and I'd be too busy making millions as a writer to do this podcast. But I will. I gotta step it up. I can't be funnier for other people than I am for myself. I can't be funnier for other people's fans than I am for my fans. So for that, I apologize. But here's the thing. I'm not sure which way to go here, okay? Maybe news, funny stuff in the news. I love that. My opinions, I've always thrown those on top of the news. Politics, little less. I'll do that, but still got to do some. Maybe some personal interest stuff. More stuff about my life, what I'm doing, what's going on with me. Like giving up the kidney. That was good for a few laughs. If you ever want to make friends laugh, just go ahead and donate a kidney and then do jokes about it. Recently, I had a tooth removed. And believe it or not, that hurt more than giving up the kidney. Could be the drugs. Think they got a little better drugs on the kidney operation than the tooth extraction, but I'm not saying for sure. Perhaps there's a kidney doctor who does teeth on the side. I'm just saying that would be my guy. So, okay. I will say this. Rush Limbaugh, ratings dropping. His syndicator's like, well, we got to do something about this. He's trying, lost his flagship station in New York. Michelle Bachmann stepping down from Congress, said she won't run for Congress again. Apparently, too many voters read books, and that's really hurt the Bachmann campaign, those educated voters out there. So maybe smart is winning. Perhaps. I'm just saying, perhaps smart is winning, which means I have to get off it. I make fun of the Tea Party and the extreme right wing all the time. Yeah, they're an easy target, but they keep talking. But now they're dropping off. So maybe smart is winning. And I love, I'll tell you one thing I do love, when you guys and women and people and your fans, and I appreciate when you send me things, especially related to any comedy I've done. I recently received an article from a woman that a man was attacked by killer bees in Texas. The killer bees got him. So, I made fun of the warning, but they were only 20 years early. See, that's probably why his guard was down. You 20 years ago, they said the killer bees were going to get us, and now they're here. So get your guard back up. Ooh, man, that means, World War Z, the zombies might be coming. I'm just saying. I'll find out from Brad Pitt in a couple of weeks. And I love Brad Pitt because he tolerates Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie is beautiful, but man, you just never know what you're coming home to with her. You come home, there's a new kid in the house. You come home, the boobs have been removed. Brad, God bless you. So, do I talk about stuff like that? Or the real stuff. A teenage kid in Florida, 14 years old, Tremaine McMillan, and of course this happened in Florida, was wrestled down and held in a chokehold by the cops because he gave them dehumanizing stares. That's right, dehumanizing stares. He looked at the cops too hard. Kid was walking down the beach, roughhousing with his buddy. Cops said, knock it off. Kid had a little puppy in his hand. They apparently knocked the puppy out of his hand. And there's pictures. You can go online and see the video. There are two cops holding a 14-year-old boy down in a chokehold. Now, this isn't funny. It's unbelievably ridiculous. I would be embarrassed. If I were the cops, I would be embarrassed that I was afraid of a 14-year-old. Like I might sooner admit that it was a racist move and I hate the little black kid, as opposed to admitting, 14-year-old looked really hard at me, scared the hell out of me, I had to take him down. It's insanity. So I don't know how to let that go. I don't know how to not comment on that, but we'll see. We'll see where the podcast goes. I'm not saying I'm giving that up. Right now, I'm holding a one-way conversation and there's a little free-flowing thought in there, but they say, not funny enough. So let's get the hell back to the funny. And see, but here I go again. It's a Tea Party story, but I can't resist this one. The Tea Party is mad. Have you heard about this? The Tea Party is mad because the WWE, professional wrestling, has Tea Party characters now. They've got the real Americans, Zeb Coulter and Jack Swagger. Zeb Coulter has to be the best name for a real American you can imagine. Nowhere else. If you meet a Zeb, that is a real American. You're not going to meet a Zeb and say, where you from? Argentina. There are no Zebs in Argentina, all right? You're not going to meet a Zeb. Where you from? Ireland. No, no. You meet a Zeb, you got a real American. And Glenn Beck and his crew, they're all mad. They're saying that they're being racially profiled and stereotyped. You know, not that they would profile or stereotype any group like blacks or Mexicans or gays or women. No, they're victims once again. So how do I let that go? I can't. You give me Tea Party wrestlers, I got to talk about it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be political. I don't mean to offend the Tea Party. Isn't it funny how easily offended the Tea Party really is? But no, I'm not picking on them. They got wrestlers. Their wrestlers might get me. And if wrestlers come after you, they get you. All right? G-I-T. They don't get you. They get you. And I don't want to get or get got or whatever the proper English would be on that one. And you got to use proper English because they're real Americans. I think you need to take the A out and just call them real Americans. Damn it. The Supreme Court. I know. Stop talking about this stuff. No, the Supreme Court has said that it's okay by a 5-4 ruling. Police may legally collect DNA from those arrested for but not convicted of a serious crime. So basically, what they're saying is if you get arrested, they're going to take your DNA and run it like a fingerprint. And the Supreme Court says this is okay. I don't think it's okay. But, you know, with technology today, privacy ended. Any hint at privacy ended, I think, 10, 12 years ago. So forget it. Yeah, of course, if you get arrested, your DNA is going on file. And what's worse than the police finding it is Nancy Grace is going to get a hold of your DNA. That's right, fellas. Nancy Grace is actually going to start a DNA file of every man in America because you know you're guilty of something. And she's going to give you that dehumanizing stare of hers, and there'll be no Florida cops to help you. So I don't think it's right, but I understand that it would be the law of the land. We've become a fearful and paranoid society. And everyone's watching everyone. And your DNA is definitely going to be kept on file with the government. And you know something? It probably already is. I mean, you know, they get the dental records if an unknown person dies or whatever. I suspect your DNA is already there somewhere. So I'm not too worried about that. And here's the thing. The guy who brought up this case, Alonzo King. I hate when my name is famous for a criminal's DNA, but fortunately he's Alonzo King. The funniest, and you know, on occasion I'm mixed up with other people. I've been mixed up with some athletes, some obscure ones. Sean Rooks, who played for the Lakers. Some people say I look like him, which I guess maybe I do a little. But my favorite one recently, I was at a jazz festival. And a woman at the festival asked a friend of mine, she said, "That guy, is he who I think he is?" And I'm thinking, wow, she listens to the podcast. She goes to the website. No, she said, "Is he Beyonce's husband?" Now, let me tell you something. I feel worse for Jay-Z being identified as Beyonce's husband than the fact she thought that I was him or whatever. Beyonce's husband? Is that what it's come down to, Jay-Z? I think you officially got 100 problems. I'm just saying. Hey, when you become Beyonce's husband, brother, you got 100 problems. So that I wasn't Alonzo King involved in the DNA case at the Supreme Court, and I am not Beyonce's husband. I got a new CD coming out this month. It's called He Had Me at Black. I'm selling the CD at my live shows. Where are your live shows, you ask? Well, funny you should ask. June 11th and 18th, I am going to be at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. June 14th and 15th, I'm going to be at Flappers in Burbank. And sorry about that. How unprofessional is that phone ringing during the podcast? June 22nd, I'm going to be at a club called Latitude 40 in Pittsburgh. So I got those live dates coming up. The CD, He Had Me at Black will be available on Amazon. It will be available on my website, alonzoboden.com, before the month is out. So you can go to Amazon and pre-order it now, or you can just stick around. So that's it for the podcast. Oh, I gotta run sports because I love sports, as you know, if you've been paying attention. I may even I ain't changing the name. I'm keeping the name. But I'll be revamping the podcast. It'll be off air for a couple of weeks while I work on some new ideas. And please, please, if you can, send me your ideas. Twitter, at Alonzo Boden. Email me through alonzoboden.com. Facebook/AlonzoBoden. You can send emails. You can send comments to these outlets. I read all of them. I get my stuff. I don't have people on that. So I'd love to know your thoughts and comments and how I can make this podcast better. I'm going to lose the music. I'm going to stop musical background. There will be intro and outro music, and I'll keep that, but the background music's going to change. I'm going to do away with that. So anyway, that's the update. That's who's paying attention this week. The Heat won. It was a hard-fought series. The Heat beat the Pacers. I think the Heat are going to beat the San Antonio Spurs. I got some angry comments on that one, too. Whew! I tweeted that ABC is really hoping that Indiana doesn't win because 30 people watching Indiana versus San Antonio in the finals, not good ratings. Those ratings are bad enough for it to be an NBC show. And boy, did I catch hell from some Indiana Pacer fans on that one. So when I'm at Morty's in Indianapolis next month, I'm going to duck. But anyway, I think the Heat are going to win it all. I bumped into Byron Scott. I ain't a baller. I ain't rolling it big time, but I happened to be at this jazz festival where I was masquerading as Beyonce's husband, and Byron Scott was there, and I begged him to coach the Clippers because I want my Clippers to make it farther. First round in the playoffs. Not good enough. Unacceptable Clippers. I still love them, though. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo Boden asking who's paying attention. Help me be funnier. I can't be funnier on other podcasts. It's just not right. I love you guys. Thank you.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.